Well, you might not be aware of it, but with all the tools you need in your back pocket, it's time to realise your journalistic potential. In a journey across the English-speaking world, British writer Gary Sullivan aims to have 1,000 trained and in turn paid citizen journalists to be breaking news by as early as 2014. And Sydney marks the first stop in a series of talks promoting this phenomenon that is citizen journalism. Ellie Schneider spoke to him and began asking what this is all about.
We started in Sydney because you guys are something like 25, 30 years ahead of us with your community broadcast. But bizarrely enough, you're no further ahead in your citizen journalism than we are in the UK. So we've got this fantastic resource here, but it isn't being utilised. And arguably, it's probably being utilised less than it has in the UK. I don't know why that is. I really don't know why that is. So what we've decided to do is to say, right, okay, we're going to start off here. We're going to Ireland. We're going to do the UK. The project is actually going to be launched in early July. We're then going to come back here in November, then go to Canada. And so that we can, you know, get the English speaking world to say, right, okay, let's engage internationally in news, because news is global now. And I think it's about saying to people, yep, you know, you can do that, and just encourage people to be aware that what they've got is this great resource. But they also have, and crucially, they also have the responsibility to report what's going on in their locale, and I don't think people are doing that. I think people are getting quite complacent. And I think what's crucial about citizen journalism and where it's going and what the talk is about explaining is to say that as a citizen, you can set the news media yourself. So we're not just saying going out there and be very reactive to news that happens, but how to find news, how to interview people, how to then edit it and then present that to the news establishment that's already set up. So that you can then dictate what is actually needed to be said about your local community, regionally, nationally, and then in certain instances, internationally.
What do you mean by trained citizen journalists?
There's two things, really. It's about training people in their mindset to realise that they have this fantastic technology in their back pocket, which, you know, 5-10 years ago, a professional journalist could only dream of. I mean, you can have mobile phones now that are broadcast quality, that are HD. I mean, HD on your little tiny mobile phone. So it's about getting people to understand that they have that equipment.
Can there be mutually beneficial cooperation between citizen and professional journalists?
I think inevitably there has to be. I think it's not so much going to be cooperation. I think a lot of it is going to be merging. I think there already is a very much of a blurred line. I spoke to some people about citizen journalism, and they don't call them citizen journalists. They call them freelance journalists. Now, to me, a freelance is somebody who is actually a professional journalist and gets their money from it. But I do think that there inevitably is going to be crossover. There's going to be support. There's going to be a blurring of a line. But when we've spoken to journalists about citizen journalism, at the moment it's free. At the moment, citizen journalists give all their content, some of it very valuable, for nothing, and journalists realize that they can't compete with that. So they actually want this notion of a citizen journalist, because then they can argue and discuss and debate the topic. I read somewhere in Australia when I was doing my research here that 80% of Australians regard blogs as newsworthy items, and that there is an issue, I think, of people believing in citizen journalism. I think at the moment a lot of people think, okay, because it's on ABC or because it's, you know, in Sydney Morning Herald or whatever, it must be true. And I think citizen journalism is about grassroots. It's about getting there, you know, and you can end up actually talking to somebody who you work with or you're a friend with. So it's quite an intimate conversation that you can have. They're going to be far more revealing to that than to some, you know, external journalist coming in and pointing a microphone at them.
What is your reaction to claims that traditional media is made for authority and objectivity? How can professional standards be maintained?
I'm not sure professional standards are being maintained now, even without citizen journalism. Journalists at the moment do something like 3 times more journalism work than they used to do 20 years ago. There are less journalists than there used to be 20 years ago, significantly less, something like a third less in the UK. I don't know what it's like here in Australia, but the trend internationally seems to be that way. So I'm sure you've got less journalists than you used to 20 years ago. We now have digital TV. We now have online, which needs to constantly be updated. We have 24-hour news, which needs to be constantly updated. So there is this vacuum that's created. And that vacuum at the moment is being filled by PR companies and spin doctors and media organisations. And the one voice that's actually being further and further squeezed out is the citizen. So what we're trying to do is to say to people, we need to put that voice back in there. And the only way that you can do that is start focusing on what citizen journalism can be and will be 3, 4, 5 years hence.
And what about concerns over intellectual property rights?
Again, this is something that does need to be addressed, because as I said earlier on, at the moment what's happened is you send your material, which can be quite valuable, to all of these news organisations, and then they sell it on. I mean, there's such a thing called churnalism, which is just regurgitating news, and there's a lot of money that's been generated through this, and the actual individual isn't receiving a penny of it. So what we're trying to do is to say, look, you know, be aware that what you have can be actually very valuable. There's this great story of the guy who photographed the plane landing on the Hudson River. And the figure that's being quoted goes up and down all over the place. But it's roughly about $70,000 that he made going from one side of the river to the other, simply because he took a photograph of it. He put it up on Twitter. CNN then found that Twitter report, got in contact with him on his BlackBerry, negotiated a deal for the syndication rights, and then broadcast it through, put the money in his bank account, which he could then see. He then accessed his bank account from his BlackBerry so that he could see that the money's actually gone in. And then, and by the time he'd reached the other side of the river, he'd made X number of thousands of dollars. So what we're trying to do is to say, look, be aware that what you've got is valuable, and we're going to help you sell it and get the money for it.
Then if citizen journalism is often the best source of information, would you say that we are seeing the end of industrial journalism?
In a very short answer, yes. Citizen journalism isn't for everybody, but for those who are very, very interested, they need to have a really good pathway so that their voice and their material can get out there to the widest possible audience. The organisation that we're trying to set up will pay them. We're starting this website called Newsroom, which is NOOS, but don't look for it yet, because it's a huge website, and we're actually in the process of building it, and then we're going to launch it. So this is what I'm doing here in Australia now, is to try and get as many people to go, citizen journalism, yeah, I might give that a little go. If you've got a YouTube account, just stop. Stop putting things on YouTube, because you are throwing money away. You must be incredibly rich, that's all I can say, if you're putting up all your material on YouTube. And Facebook, you're giving away your copyright. You know, it's you're just giving it away. So don't. Start thinking about what you are putting up on the internet, and start realizing that what you have is valuable, and start realizing that the technology that you have in your pocket can earn you a lot of money, and it can also increase your following. It could give you a better understanding of the world. It gives you a better standing amongst your friends. It increases your social media following, and it gives you everything that you want on your personal blog. You can do this, but you've got to do it sensibly.
British writer Gary Sullivan will be presenting his talk on citizen journalism at a forum on the 11th of April, 6:30 p.m. at the Surry Hills Library. And if you'd like to put your hand up in what hopes to be a growing number of keen applicants, do head along to his website, which is garisullivan.co.uk. Don't forget, you can always stay ahead with the Media Lowdown. Just go to our website, which is fourthestateradio.blogspot.com, and be sure to use the number 4.